In a moment, we're going to look at the role of America's allies in Afghanistan. But first, military veterans who served in Afghanistan and in Iraq are now eligible for 4 years of college on the U.S. government's dime. This weekend marked the start of a new GI Bill to help veterans who served overseas after 9/11. President Barack Obama spoke today at a celebration rally at George Mason University in Virginia.
We owe a debt to all who serve. And when we repay that debt to those bravest Americans among us, then we are investing in our future. Not just their future, but also the future of our own country.
That's President Obama earlier today. The new program funds free tuition at public colleges and universities or provides financial assistance toward private college tuition. David Wong is a veteran of the war in Iraq. David, which branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Marine Corps.
For how long?
4 years.
4 years, and how many tours did you have in Iraq?
I did two.
Can you tell us a little bit about it, where you were?
Yeah, I was out in the Al-Anbar province, which is really where the Marine Corps had their area of responsibility.
And how did that go? What can you tell us about it?
It was a phenomenal experience. Definitely learned a lot.
You're out of the Marine Corps now. When you signed on, though, this was what year?
2004.
2004. So you pretty well knew that if you became a Marine then that you were going to be sent overseas, probably to Iraq at the time.
I mean, absolutely. There were no false expectations there.
At that time, when you signed on, there were some benefits that would be afforded people like you once you left. Certainly not the more generous benefits that are being offered as of this past weekend. Did that have an influence on you at the time, on your signing up, anywhere, the benefits that would come to you afterwards?
No, not at all. I mean, I think most people go into the Marine Corps to be a Marine, not for any schooling education that they may be getting afterwards.
Are you in school now?
Yes, I am.
Getting which degree?
I'll be getting my MBA.
From where?
University of North Carolina, Kenan Flagler Business School.
So how are the benefits that are now yours, how are you going to use them?
I think it just gives me a lot more financial flexibility where I'm not going to have to take out nearly the amount of loans to pay off school.
Do you place any credence in some of the criticism about a program like this, that it will cause more GIs to leave or more Marines to leave the military sooner than they might have otherwise to not re-up, or that there are those people who might join the military because of what's on the other end, which clearly is going to cost the United States a lot? This is a $78 billion bill.
I mean, I think that's a possibility that I'm sure they've done a lot of studies on, but like anything else, yeah, you're going to have more people who sign up, and as a result, some people are going to find out, you know, this is something I really like and I want to do it for a very long time. So I think it works both ways.
Let me ask you this. Reservist National Guard members are also going to be getting this benefit. Anyone who has been in combat in Afghanistan, in Iraq, has seen more than most Americans can even imagine. Is there, when we talk about sacrifice, is there any way that this could help ameliorate some of what service people like you have been through?
I mean, I think it's definitely a sense of show of goodwill here, where people are going to absolutely feel a little more appreciated because, I mean, some of these young Marines and soldiers went off multiple tours and had to endure these conditions. Now that they're coming home, the government's helping them open up a whole new window of opportunity for them.
David, how old are you?
I'm 25.
And what are you going to be doing once you finish your MBA?
I'm hopefully looking to start working in the financial sector.
In the financial sector.
Right. Well, it'd be a good time to get in.
Exactly. They could use a few good men or women. David, we wish you the best of luck. It sounds like you're going to be putting your benefits to pretty good use.
That's the plan.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. David Wong, veteran of two tours of duty with the Marine Corps in Iraq. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.